Monday.
So
it's Monday.
It's not only Monday. It's Philadelphia Eagles, Dallas, Monday Night Football Day, Ryan.
That's a heck of a day.
It is.
So, Ty, we should do a question quick and get to the game.
Yeah. Heck yeah.
All right.
We do have a good one. This is your daily scrum, right?
Yeah. Welcome to your daily scrum. All right. All right. He caught me at Monday Night Football. All right. This is your daily scrum. I'm Ryan Ripley. That's Todd Miller. We're professional scrum trainers at scrum.org. We get together every day since January 4th of 2021. To answer your questions, drop a little knowledge, help you do scrum a little bit better each and every day. All right. Is that better? Now, Todd.
Yeah, here we go.
A scrum master hit us up on LinkedIn, I think. And he's moving from developer to scrum master, which we should talk about at some point, because I think there's some really good tips there.
Yeah.
But he has an immediate need. How do I facilitate my first retrospective? This is like his first one ever. And I think he's looking for some guidance on how to get started and what to try and some tips that we have. And so, Todd, let it rip. What do you think?
I think one piece of advice here is don't overthink or overdo it, right? Yeah. Being good at facilitation, you and I talk about this a lot. I forget where we got this from. Maybe one of us said it at some point, but the art of facilitation is simplifying conversations.
I think a fellow PST, when we were teaching a PSM2 in Denver named Luke, helped us with that.
Was it Luke?
It might have been Luke.
Yeah,
maybe
it was just an awesome way to look at it. So rather than go too elaborate, was it Philippe? It was
right.
Philippe.
It was,
yeah,
Philippe. Yeah. So fellow PST, cheers to Philippe. That was awesome.
Yeah,
yeah. To make something simpler, which was such a great way to think about facilitation.
Yeah.
Right. And so, Todd, I think where you're going is don't get fancy with this. Don't get too creative. Figure out how to have the simplest possible conversation that could work around a problem or an issue or something that the team wants to work on, right?
Yeah. And remember, at its very core, right, we're inspecting process here, which could be the definition of done, the way people are collaborating, tools, other aspects of your process. And we're just trying to come out with one or two. You know, just go for one. One. Yeah. Adaptation to the process, right? And that's it. I mean, you could go as simple as you can. You can make it as quick as you can. The ultimate thing is let's be mindful of what would be something good to inspect here. Maybe just directly ask the team, right? And don't be discouraged to not show openness and be a little bit nervous, right?
You're a former peer. And so you got to watch that. That dynamic's going to be interesting. How do they, are they going to respect your facilitation stance? Because just a week or a day or however long ago you were in the developer room pairing with them. Mm-hmm. And I think that's going to be important too. So keep an eye on that and don't get discouraged if there's some difficulties there. But the dynamic will be interesting. The whole execution will be interesting. Don't get too cute with it. Don't get too creative. But if you're looking for specific ideas, you know, something that I think a first retro around the scrum values is just such a good place to begin, right? We've got focus, openness, commitment, courage, and respect. Let's talk about how those were amplified or suppressed during the sprint. And let's just start there and try that, right?
Yeah. Yeah, or just say, put them all five up there and just say, what's an area where we can improve, where we're strong and where can we improve something? Yeah. It's like something that I think that's really good because that really gets to the heart of it.
And it's simple, right? Mm-hmm. It's scrum based and you're not getting too far up the reservation here. You're really keeping it within a very tight, clean space. And I think it could be good.
Another tip, Ryan, that we could probably give here is make sure to pull people in, right? From my experience, there is a tendency on a lot of teams to have a couple very strong voices and a couple quiet voices, which is completely human nature, right?
Yeah.
Don't forget to pull people in and just say, hey, Ryan, what do you think about this? Right?
Yeah, we've got a good video to check out on what to do with quiet people on your scrum team. So check out the archives. I know we've got that.
Is it already archived?
Yeah. There's a number of months back. It's like episode like 50 something out of almost 200. But we did talk about what to do with quiet team members and how to handle that. And but yeah, don't be nervous. Just go in. And I think a Scrum values based retro is great. Remember, these people want you to be successful. They want to walk into an event that's great. And so they should be your biggest fans. And let us know how it goes in the comments, right?
Yeah, right on.
Speaking of comments, Todd, I think we'd like to hear about everybody else's first experience running a retro as a Scrum Master. Leave us a quick story below. Let us know how it went, what format you tried, if you got some good results. Do you have any tips for our new Scrum Master here? Maybe you have some great tips that could help out. Leave them in the comments below. Ask your questions. Any follow-up questions about the retro? We'd love to handle those for you. So let us know. Be sure to like and subscribe so that you know when we drop those things. But Todd, I think we're going to end screen.
End screen. Go Birds.
Go Birds.
Yeah. I won't say what we normally say about Dallas on our show, but
all right. Even as a Bears fan, I'm rooting against Dallas. So tonight I'm an Eagles fan. We will forget the horrible double doink. But all right, like and subscribe so that you know when we drop new videos. Check out the socials. You'll probably see some pictures of Todd wearing Eagles attire here for a little while on LinkedIn and Twitter. Some videos should be popping up below. Maybe some of those past videos can help you out. We think they will. Let us know in the comments, right? Leave your questions, leave your comments, like and subscribe, do all that great stuff. Yeah, it's Monday, everybody. Let's start off the week strong. We'll be back tomorrow with more answers to your questions. But until then, help your teams, serve others, and we'll see you soon.
See you.